Redo Experience.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Naina Redo Experience. I have a bit of a sniffle. Everyone seems to be having the flu or conjunctivitis. I'm glad I don't have conjunctivitis. I am going to talk about how freelancers can get paid. There was a comment, there was a post, I think, a couple of weeks ago, which a photographer had made on their Instagram, where they were saying that, you know, clients and brands should realize that freelancers also have to pay bills, etc., and they should pay freelancers on time. And this is an age-old thing. I don't know, some of you who've been following me or talking to me for the last 20 years know that I have talked about this a lot. And I mean, a lot. And I have always advised that you should be accepting only 100% advance payment from whoever you're working with. Unless you have a long-standing relationship with the client and you know that they always pay you and, you know, no one else is dependent on you and things like that. Now, keep in mind that everyone has a different model of working when it comes to photography or anything else as a freelancer. For example, I work solo, so I don't have employees. I rarely partner with other vendors, for example, you know, renting lights, for example, or getting a light guy on where it's a major production, etc. The way I shoot is I do independent jobs for mostly solo entrepreneurs, and then with larger brands, they usually hire me because they like my style of photography and what I bring to the table. And usually I do not say yes to larger productions because that's not what I do. If there is a larger production and they need someone to shoot behind the scenes where I can be a fly on the wall, then that's how I shoot. Now, there are other freelancers who have, you know, for example, this person who posted, they had a light guy. They might have, a spot boy. If it's a large production, you have a bunch of people who come together and work on it. You might have a first assistant photographer. You might have a second assistant photographer. If you are someone who produces, you know, products that maybe a brand hired you to create 100 of, and you rent and live in a house which you also use as your studio, so you have to pay rent. It's not like the landlord is going to be like, oh yeah, you can pay me at the end of the month. No, the landlord is going to ask you for rent on the first of every month, because that's how that works. I think the reason why freelancers don't get paid is A, we don't really have a strong community. We work in an unorganized sector. There are no laws as such. For example, with, you know, land, you know, as a landlord and a tenant, the kind of rules and regulations that exist make it difficult for people to not pay rent. There are people who will still default on rent and things like that. But our sector, freelancers in general, is completely unorganized. There are no laws in favor of our rights, if we have any. We don't have any, you know, like when we work with a brand, we don't get any benefits, we don't get any pension, we don't get any healthcare, we don't get any house rent allowance. And a lot of us do not price our work with these things in mind, which is the first mistake that we make. You have to consider the business that, you know, you're running has expenses. You have rent, you have electricity, you have internet, you have perhaps a domain name that you pay for. You have a website hosting that you pay for. You have stationery that you pay for. You have travel expenses of fuel, of driving up and down, or traveling to a client's, you know, place of work where you are doing the shoot. You have your cameras and your other equipment depreciation to think of. You need to think of replacing your gear every 5-10 years. That is an expense that you need to think of. These are all the costs of doing business that a lot of freelancers do not consider because they don't know. It just, as a freelancer, it just feels like a miracle that someone is actually paying you some amount of money to do something for them. Second thing which is related to this is that freelancers are usually low on self-confidence, and that is because we do not have a community, because we don't have people we can talk to who can tell us that this is how it is done. When you don't know how it is done, automatically your confidence is on the lower side because you're like, wait, I don't really know how this works. And a lot of people who are actually hiring you have more experience and they know that you don't know. And they take advantage of you because they are also running a business. For them, their goal is to get good work at the cheapest price possible. And if they meet somebody who is not confident, their work might be good, but they're not confident in their work and they charge less. No brand or no person in their sane mind is going to tell you, oh, you should be charging more and then pay you more. They will say, oh, this is too much and you should reduce it further. Because they are doing business. They don't care about you. So, A, to expect a brand to actually pay you and pay you on time is foolish, because why do they care? The only person responsible for making your business work is you. Okay. The third factor is, which is also related to this and related to self-confidence, is, you know, like I always advise freelancers that you should get paid 100% in advance. Now, in some industries, this is a little difficult because, for example, advertising agencies. I don't know what the scene is right now, but, you know, about 10 to 12 years ago, agencies used to work on spec, which means they used to produce work on speculation. A brand comes to an agency and says, we need this ad. And the agency will come up with one or two ideas and pitch it to the brand without getting paid. And then if the brand says, oh, we like this, then the brand pays them. So this is called speculative work. Which means that if the agency is not getting paid, then how the hell are the vendors getting paid? So if an agency came to me as a photographer and said that, hey, Naina, we love your work. I think this, you know, brand is great. It'll work for this campaign. Your work fits with the brand. We want you to shoot this, but we will pay you after 90 days. Sorry, bro, it doesn't work for me. No, but the client will pay us after 90 days. How is that my problem? I want to be paid now. I will not even step out of the house unless I have been paid. Or I had a rather crude joke saying, I'm not even going to get out of my bed and go for a pee unless I'm paid for it. This is not to be arrogant. It's business. This is not personal. This is just how I work. If you are in the business of business and you start taking things personally, you're wasting your time and your business is not doing as well as it could be. You can't take all this personally. So yeah, I don't work without 100% advance. I mean, there are no two ways about it. And it's not something that I did overnight. You know, when I started saying, oh, I only work on 100% advance basis, there were brands who were like, no, we don't work on 100% advance basis. So I was like, okay, great. Nice talking to you. And some of them would be like, no, wait. And I'd be like, okay. And they'd be like, we'll give you 50%. And I'm like, if you can give me 50%, you can give me 100%. It makes absolutely no logical sense that if 50% works, 100% won't. What's your fear? As a brand or a business person, what's your fear? That I'm going to run away with your money? Fine. We'll include a clause in the contract. A lot of freelancers don't even have contracts. And if they do have contracts, they don't have as close to airtight contracts as possible. It is impossible to do a completely airtight contract. You have friends. Some of those friends might be lawyers. Friends' friends might be lawyers who work in the field of intellectual property. Reach out to them. Pay them. Pay them to look at your contract and give you advice so that you get paid. Put those clauses in there that if I die, for example, the brand is able to contact this person and this is the amount that will be returned. Have a kill fee. A kill fee means that if a brand books you for a particular date, like on the 20th of August, for example, right now, and then closer to 20th of August, the brand calls you up and says, hey, I'm sorry, but this is not working out right now and we will be doing this on the 20th of September. Great. Okay. So you have basically postponed the project for a month, but I have lost a whole day, which I had otherwise blocked on my calendar and I could have gotten work on that date, but now I have nothing because I said no to everyone else and I said yes to you. So there is a certain percentage of money that you will get because you have lost one working day. It's called a kill fee. Actually, that's not a kill fee. Kill fee is when the project is completely cancelled and you retain some amount of money precisely because of these reasons. You might have paid other vendors forward. You might have booked a place. You might have booked a studio. There's so many costs to it. It's not like when I go for a vacation for 10 days from my apartment, I'm suddenly like, okay, 10 days, I won't pay rent. That's not how it works. You have to pay rent every month for every single day that you're living in the property. Why does this not translate to freelancers getting paid? I also feel that a lot of us feel shy in asking for 100% advance because we are not confident about our work. We feel that our work is not so good, that a brand would like to work with us and give us 100% payment in advance. We feel, excuse me, sorry, I told you I have a cold. Oh God. Okay, now there's a video of me sneezing and audio on a podcast as well. I hope I don't sneeze again. Okay, what I was saying was that we feel that we are replaceable. And you know what? That's just the truth. It is the truth of this world. It is the truth of this life. It is as true as we are all going to die without getting morbid about it. We are all replaceable. I don't think there is anybody on this planet who is able to do something that nobody else can. There will be somebody who might not be able to do it 100% like that person, but they'll be able to do it 80%, even 50%, and at a considerably lower rate. So yes, we are all replaceable. So why does a brand want to work with you? Why does a client want to hire you? If you do not have 1, 2, 3, 4 distinctive reasons of why a brand would like to work with you, then you are in trouble. That is where you will have a, you know, major mind block in asking for 100% advance. You will feel like, array, you know, how can I ask for 100% advance? What if they find someone else? They will find someone else if your work is average. I am sorry, but that's just how it is. I mean, I'm not saying that my work is great shakes. My work, I think, photography-wise, is okay. I'm a good photographer. I am better than maybe 80% of the photographers in the market, but I am not the best photographer by any means. You can say that I shoot a variety of subjects. Oh, she doesn't know what she's doing. I do all kinds of edits. Oh my God, it's all over the place. She doesn't have a clear look and feel. But at the same time, there's so many things that I can do. So what I was saying was that in terms of, as a photographer, I feel that what I bring to the table is that I'm easy to work with. I produce decently good pictures. And of course, I have been around a long time and I don't think there are too many people who would say bad things about me. So when I am recommended to a client or a brand, they hear mostly good things about me and mostly good things about my work, and I'm easy to get along with. And I have also worked with good brands in the past. So I think that is what differentiates me or gives me a slight edge over other photographers who do similar kind of work. Now, there are other photographers who do different kinds of work, so I'm not in competition with them. Actually, I'm not in competition with anybody. If you want to work with Naina, you want to work with Naina. This is not easy for me to say because it feels like I am boasting. But I have spent 20 years doing this and I know what my work is worth now. I know what my worth is now. I know what I bring to the table. It has taken a long time for me to accept that and to tell imposter syndrome to get the fuck away from me. So what I'm saying is that when you're a young photographer or a young freelancer who is starting out, please reach out to seniors in the industry. I know not everyone will be willing to talk to you, but there will be people who will be willing to talk to you, aka me. Please talk to them and please figure out how you would like to go forward and what are the things that you should be mindful of. And getting paid for the work that you're delivering is the least that a freelancer can expect. If you have established a relationship with a client where they are used to paying you after 60 days, then it is difficult for you to go to the table now and say, hey, I do not work without 100% advance anymore. So maybe you can say that, hey, you know, I've changed my practices and I'm hiring more people. You know, it's difficult for me to kind of use the 60-day model once again. I mean, going forward, can we look at another kind of arrangement and see what they bring to the table and negotiate? There are ways of doing this. It's called negotiation. Negotiation isn't always necessarily losing money. And it's not always about money. You negotiate on the basis of deliverables, on the basis of timelines, on the basis of several things. So you have to learn how to negotiate and see what works for that business and then what works for your business. And in some cases, you will have to say that, hey, thank you. I think it would have been great for us to work together, but that I don't work without 100% advance. It is just my company policy. And I'm sorry, we will not be able to work together this time. But next time, if you do have 100% advance and you want to work with me, you know where to reach me. It would be a pleasure to work with you. You have to say no. You can't keep saying yes to everything. And I know, yes, the, you know, economy has been hard because it's been COVID. Now people are talking about a recession. What's new? It's not new. Find other streams of revenue within that industry or even a different industry altogether. Only you are responsible for the success of your business. Nobody else cares. Nobody gives a shit. Okay. Thank you for listening. This was another episode of the Naina Redu Experience. If the video is shit, you can blame it on the Pixel 7 Pro, which for some reason heats up really, really quickly these days. Also because it is summers. I saw a temperature sign outside today saying 43 degrees. I am back from a shoot today where I did a set of portraits for an interior designer and it went rather well. Now I have to sit and edit those images. And until next time, if you have any questions, etc., you know the drill. Send me a DM on Instagram, drop me a text on WhatsApp. My number is publicly available. Leave a comment. Thank you. Bye.